The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
I've said it so many times, you ought to have it memorized by now. At 11:30 every day, what you're going to hear from me is that the insurance system makes everybody crazy, including me. Hey, I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño. He is the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in this insurance world for just about 20 years, seen it change from the inside out. It's chaotic. It stays that way. It's not a DIY thing anymore. You need Antonio to handle this stuff for you. He loves what he does, and he knows you need his help. That's why he does what he does. So take my advice. Listen to Antonio. It's really likely he's going to save you a ton of money, lots of brain damage. And while we can't say that for everyone, if you don't try, you won't know. So, Antonio, welcome to the agent studio. We need to give you like a superhero persona.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I've given my youngest son a superhero persona. We call him Superhero Trace. And he's actually been a little popular in the community. We've tried to make him the mascot for Galaxy Fest, but that didn't work because my schedule.
Ah, well, you know, we're going to talk about Galaxy Fest in the second segment. We're also going to talk about your world, your role, and your involvement in autism, and
yes,
Stomp Out Autism in particular. I've known about that group for many years, and you've been behind it this whole time, along with some great partners in the community. In the first segment, however, we're going to talk about paying those bills. So if you got coverage, it doesn't matter who you got it from, this is a really critical time in your relationship with your insurance company. And the right time for you to be thinking about yourself and your family, you've got to pay those bills when they come in, because if you get dropped, you're done. That's one of those rare occasions where Antonio can't help you. Nobody can help you if you do not pay those premiums. We're also going to talk about Antonio's process for support and serving you when you need this kind of assistance. And most of it do. And while we're at it, write this number down, because Antonio is taking your calls today, 203-6424. That's 203-6424. So Antonio, always the rule, pay the bills. You got coverage. You've seen a lot of people come through your office in the last few weeks. We've talked about all those deadlines and all the urgency around that. Now there's a new kind of urgency. It's make sure you follow up and follow through, and you're coaching and counseling your clients to do exactly what right now.
Yes. So my staff is busy contacting our existing clients and our new clients to make sure that they've made that payment. Because if you don't make that payment, then there's a problem. I mean, if your policy is canceled for non-payment, there's not a whole lot anyone can do. And so you get that bill, you pay it immediately, get that taken care of, because there is no mercy.
I am a hopelessly idealist guy, and I'm all about the underdog. Every once in a while, you know, you and I have talked about the hit by a truck thing. You got a plan for something like that to happen, although you don't know what that thing is going to be. So if something like that, that's unexpected, happens to me and I can't pay my premium, what do I need to do?
You know, that is one of those challenging things. I would say you need to find a way to get the money, because I don't know any way around it.
So there's not really, hey, Antonio, I'm in real trouble here, and these are the reasons why, and they're legitimate reasons. Nothing your customer or your client can control. Is there any way for you to be able to broker contact with the insurance company and say, we have a problem here, can we work together and solve it?
There is 30 days to make the payment.
Okay.
If you do not make that payment within that 30 days, they're going to cancel that policy.
Okay. What's the average premium?
Oh, my gosh, Ted.
I know it ranges, but we're
I don't even know if we can even give an average, because, you know, there's so many different factors that come into creating.
I know.
That.
I understand that. But, I'm thinking, what are we talking about, $300, $400, $500 for most people for a month?
Well, you know, so let's say Let's look at a couple different scenarios.
Okay.
And that's probably easier way to do it.
Sure.
You know, let's say we'll start with the younger person. So we got a younger person, let's say anywhere in the 20s, 30s. You know, depending on where their income is, you know, it's really everything's based on income.
Right.
If that income is going to be, let's say, in the 30,000 or below,
mm-hmm.
then you might be able to get that $200, maybe it's three, in there. And so that's where the whole thing is all about income.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're older, now they do have, if you're older and you have the lower income, you get a little more subsidy. And so that kind of helps out if you're older and you have, you're not having as much of an income. So, you know, we have seen incomes anywhere, well, not incomes, but premiums, anywhere as low as, you know, basically free for a bronze plan.
Sure.
But you got to be careful with those bronze plans, because that's where we always recommend supplementing that with supplemental plans, because it has a $8,000 max out of pocket.
Right.
And if you have no budget for your insurance, which I hear all the time, I have no money.
Mm-hmm.
I need the cheapest thing possible. Well,
sure.
I can afford that hospital bill.
Unless you have something supplemental to help take care of that. And so a supplemental policy can be a couple of hundred dollars on average, let's say.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about then. We understand that there is a hard line there. And if you don't pay the premium, this is a real tough one. There's no sympathy for you. There's no help for you. And that's really unfortunate. But what advice would you give younger people, even older people, or their families, sort of parents or caretakers, to ensure that there's money there to make those payments?
Yeah, I think you just got to budget it. You got to look at, you know, when your money comes in, and, you know, all the insurance companies are going to want on a regular basis that premium around the first. Some of them will give you an extra 5 or 6 days. But they typically want that on the first. So, you know, if you're getting paid, I hear a lot of people, you know, they get paid on the first and the 15th. And a lot of people, they got their mortgage payments or their rent payments, that on the first as well. So a lot of times I hear from people, well, everything's on the first. And so what I tell people is, okay, you take that 15th and save that money. You got to save that premium. Put it in another account, put it somewhere. If it's easier for you, if you have a hard time budgeting, open another account.
Mm-hmm.
Open another bank account that's specifically for your insurance or other things. And so you don't touch it. And you put it in there and you don't have to worry about it. If you do that every month, you don't have to worry about it. And I understand things are tight. And that's why we always work with our clients. If there's any fluctuations in your income, let me know, because we can go ahead and make those adjustments and maybe we lower that premium. So that's one thing we always tell our clients. You make the payments and then always update us when there's an income change or a family change, because that can increase your premium and it decrease your premium, either one. So those are always things we're always telling our clients, update us. Don't wait until the end of the year and, you know, you had a raise. And now you're thinking, you know, at the end of the year, you're doing your taxes, and then your tax person tells you, oh, well, you owe $2,000 or $3,000 because, you know, you got this raise. We never adjusted your income, and you were getting subsidies you were not eligible for.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Now you're giving money back.
You're giving money back. So you were expecting that refund from the government, if you play that game, you know, it's lower than what you were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so our office, we're always focusing on trying to help the client throughout the entire year. And in many things, you know, right now, my staff are amazing, because I've had a few things in my life that have taken me away from the office a couple times, children, health, my own.
Sure.
And they've just done an amazing job, and that's why I love them so much. They are such a great help to me, and they help me to do what I can do.
Okay, so coaching and counseling as part of your process for follow-up, follow-on service and support. You're not just a guy that is a voice on the phone. You are a face in a room with your client. You're making a personal connection. Nine times out of ten, I quite imagine, you're sitting together, you're getting to know each other, and it's why we call you the agent, because you're there for your clients. You don't ever charge anything for this service, and that's why you want to hear from your clients. That's why you have your staff reaching out to your clients, because you're trying to help them be in a position not only to plan properly, but to pay these policies so that there's no lapse in coverage. And remember, there's one thing overarching here. The federal government requires you to be insured. Antonia, I'm very sure that with the teacher's heart that you have, as part of your process, you're sharing with your clients exactly what the consequences are if they don't have insurance coverage, because it is mandated by federal law that we all have insurance coverage.
Yeah, so that is a tricky thing right now, because a lot of people think, well, since the penalty went away for 2019, why do I need insurance? I don't have to worry about a penalty anymore.
But there's not no teeth in that law.
Exactly. And that's the most frustrating thing. People come into the office and they're like, well, you know, I'm healthy. Nothing's happened for the last 20 years. Nothing's going to happen. I'm like, really? Really? You never know something's going to happen. I'm a perfect example.
Right.
And you just don't know. And the idea of thinking nothing's going to happen so I don't have to cover myself properly, it's just a problem waiting to happen. I mean, it's the same with financial planning. If you never plan for the future, then you're going to be that person, you know, living only on Social Security and not living the way you want to live at 65.
Yeah.
And I have them as well. You know, and it's really hard to see that, because I have these people coming in that are 65, 70 years old.
And they're struggling.
And yeah. They only have Social Security because they never put any money away.
Yeah.
And so don't have that mindset. You know, and we've been talking about the fixed mindset and the growth mindset.
Right.
Have a growth mindset. Put a little money away.
Even if it's a little bit, and
even
over
if
a little
it's
bit
a little
time,
money, might so
you get
so,
to the end of the year, it's going to make that insurance premium you need to make in January. Now you're forming new habits.
Correct,
Antonia. We're coming up on a break. Let's talk about what we're going to do in the next segment, and that is we're going to talk a lot about your world when it comes to autism. You have two beautiful children who are on what we call the autism spectrum. You're also a big participant of Galaxy Fest. We're going to have a special guest here in a couple of weeks. And things like that are coming up. So why don't we take a break? Let's get that out of the way. We'll come back here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent. I am his very fortunate co-host, Ted Robertson. This is KRDO News Radio. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent. The guy who gets things done. Antonio, I apologize. I had to cut you off there a little bit at the beginning, at the end of the first segment, which I don't love doing, but the clock is brutal and the clock is final. So that said, a couple of quick takeaways from the first segment. Planning is very important. You said growth mindset is also very important. Put a little something away all the time from your pay. And guess what? By the time you get to the next premium, you probably got the money sitting there. Do what Antonio tells you to do. Insurance is mandated by federal law. There are teeth even if there's not a financial penalty, there are other ways that you can get crossways with the government, and you do not want to do that. So do the right thing. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Make plan ahead. Have that growth mindset. Put a little money away. Make sure the insurance premiums are paid on time, month in and month out. And guess what? You and your family will be protected, and you'll feel a heck of a lot better about things. Right, Antonio?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I was sitting with a new group yesterday. And, you know, the biggest thing that we talked about is, you know, I want my clients to feel comfortable. I want to be able to basically get them the best insurance possible so that if they need to go to urgent care or if they need to go to the ER, they're not the ones sitting on the couch saying, I can't afford to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to accomplish in every situation. Does it always happen? Is the budget always there? Not always. But that's our emphasis all the time. Because we won't want you to be afraid to use your coverage.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. If you don't have something supplemental and you've got a plan that doesn't have a premium, you're going to have a gargantuan out-of-pocket for a deductible. So this is why we are here.
Yes.
Maybe you didn't know that until now, but now you do. And now the trick is to call Antonio, get a visit with him, have him review what you've got in place, see if it's the right thing for you. Talk about supplemental. Maybe you need that. Maybe you don't. But the best way to do all of that, because Antonio is answering your calls today, 203-6424-719, 203-6424. Now, Antonio, sort of that last program we were doing together, we talked a lot about that heart and soul of yours for service. And you have been pulled into the autism cause in an interesting way. You have two beautiful children. They're both on the autism spectrum. So that's what's kind of given you that motivation to be in there. And you are part of an organization called Stomp Out Autism. And there's some big stuff going on in the Denver area.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of stuff going on everywhere, actually.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing really quick is one of our goals is we want to build the first autism service center. It's actually a four-phase project that we're working on, but it's a lot of money involved. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. And so it's something we're working on right now. We're working on getting an architect to get the plans written so then we can start reaching out to all the great people that like to give people money so we can get that organized. And so that is our goal. Everything we're doing is to creating this service center so that we can actually help people in the community, because there is not one place right now where you can get all those services. Most families have to run all over town, going different places to get the things for their children,
mm-hmm.
or some of the adults that have
sure.
autism as well. And
yep.
so our goal is to create this one place that everybody can come and they can have multiple services. And it's amazing what we're trying to do. There's nothing like it. In Colorado. But so one thing we're doing in coming up in May, it's going to be May 18th through the 19th in Denver. It is the COVAX, that's the Denver COVAX Marathon. We're going to be a part of that. We are building a team. So we need like 20 people that want to run in the 7 different races. So you can pick one of those. Lots of different things going on there. So we're using that as a fundraiser to raise money. So if you would like to be involved and you would like to run on our team, please contact me. We will also put the information on the podcast as well. So you can go there and contact one of my partners as well. So that's a big thing we're working on. Unfortunately, I will be taking my kids on a vacation during that marathon. So I am very, very sad that I'm not going to be able to run it because, as we talked about in one of the other shows, I'm training for marathons and
right.
different things. And so I would have loved to do that with an autism sign on my back. That
sure.
would have been awesome. But unfortunately, I will be on a cruise with my kids.
Family first, always, Antonio. That's what we would tell anybody. But this is an important event. So if you have somebody in your world, and believe me, you might not know it, you probably do, there's not many degrees of separation between us and somebody who is on the autism spectrum.
Oh, no.
And, you know, some people it's almost invisible, and other people the symptoms are very pronounced. Either way, they still need your help. This is a big, big deal. It costs a lot of money for a lot of families. So on May 18th and 19th, you can become part of the Stomp Out Autism team and run in the Denver Colfax Marathon, one of seven different races you can choose from. And Antonio needs 20 of you to join his team to do that run and help raise funds for the autism cause. So as Antonio said, we're going to publish this information on his podcast coming up this Saturday. The podcast will publish right at about noon. And here's how you find it. You go to krdo.com, click on the radio tab. You'll see a drop-down menu, and right there at the top is podcasts. Click on that. And right at the top of our podcast feed, you'll see Antonio the Agent right there and all of the links to all of this information. And we do hope that 20 of you will step up and participate. I think it would be a big, big deal, not only for Antonio personally and for his kids, but for people in your lives who are on the autism spectrum or who are dealing and caretaking for people with autism. So, Antonio, that leads us to the next thing, because you do like to have a little fun, too. And I know you involve your kids and Trace, as you said, as a kind of a superhero persona going. Galaxy Fest is a really big deal. You've been doing this for several years. It comes up once a year. This year it's in February, I remember right, 3rd and 4th?
I believe it's the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd.
There we go.
So the last day of Galaxy Fest is a Sunday, and we're going to have the biggest Super Bowl party in town.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Probably in the state, because we are going to be having the Super Bowl at the Antlers Hotel in the ballroom. And so we're going to have a huge screen, huge party, you know, lots of people. And so huge party. That'd be great.
But you're going to screen the Super Bowl right there in the Antlers Hotel.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big incentive to go to Galaxy Fest this year.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
We're going to do something else, too.
We are. So we're going to have a huge presence at Galaxy Fest this year. So not only are we going to do the show live at Galaxy Fest, which will be great. We're going to interview.
Come meet the agent.
Yes.
You'll love him.
come meet my staff. You know, and you'll be able to meet Superhero Trace as well, I'm sure. He'll be around hanging out in the VIP lounge. You know,
sure.
You know,
right where he belongs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you do not buy a VIP ticket, you should. It's awesome. You get to go to all the parties and everything, the VIP stuff. We love it. We always do the VIP. Trace is the number one VIP. But we're going to be interviewing the celebrities. That's what I love. That's going to be great, because I've been involved with Galaxy Fest for about 4 years. And so we're going to have some great people, some people that I've worked with for a little bit. And so we're going to be interviewing them. And, you know, they're just great entertainers. They love to just get on, you know, most of them are TV stars. So it'd be wonderful. It's going to be amazing.
You're going to be able to meet some people that you probably know from TV. Not giving away the names yet, are we?
Well, you can go to galaxyfest.org
there
and you can see who will be coming. There are some that that are people that I've worked with before. It's great. And we are also going to be the lanyard sponsor for Galaxy Fest as well.
Right, and we're talking about we as in Health Markets and
yes.
The agent with Antonio Briceño will be helping to support and sponsor Galaxy Fest this year, as you have in many years. But this is a new element to this. We get to take the show on the road, get to do live interviews with folks. You'll meet Trace, you'll meet Antonio and his friends February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Antlers Hotel. GalaxyFest.org is the place to get information and tickets.
Yes.
And it's family friendly.
It is very family friendly.
Everybody.
So Sunday is normally all family. They have tons of things for the kids. So a lot of times we'll have the celebrities reading comic books, which is really cool.
Yeah, that does sound like fun. And there's somebody who's kind of been behind you, somebody who's sort of been wind beneath your wings, so to speak. A very good friend of both of ours, Linda Sink.
Yes.
She's going to be joining us on the program here in just, next week, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah. We're going to also have Brian Swanson as well, her partner. So they'll both be here. And
they're kind of the organizers for Galaxy Fest. They make it tick.
They are... they are co-owners. Mm-hmm. There's three owners. Mm-hmm. So they have, in my mind, and where I think they have kind of a rebrought Galaxy Fest.
Sort of, yeah.
One of the founders had passed away, and so they thought it was a great organization and mm-hmm. appreciated what they did for the community. And so they stepped in to help keep it going.
Nice.
So they've done an amazing job.
All right, again, galaxyfest.org is the place to get all the information. A family-friendly, fun event. The Agent broadcasts live from the Antlers from 11:30 until noon on Saturday of Galaxy Fest weekend. Then the 3rd, they're screening the football game, the big game. That's going to be really
and
fun.
And we're going to have a table at Galaxy Fest as well, so you're going to be able to come and see my staff and talk to me as well.
Yeah, heck yeah. Get some questions answered about insurance and things like that. Set an appointment while you're there. You're going to be able to do that as well. Man, you just can't go wrong with this event at all. It's all going to be in one place. Okay, Antonio, about 45 seconds left. What are we doing next week?
So next week, we're going to be talking about, we've been talking about deadlines all these times. Deadlines are gone. You know, if you didn't get the insurance, do you still have hope? And we're going to talk about what those options you will have, because most people think, I have no hope. And we never believe that, because we have that growth mindset. We're going to do everything we can to help you. And we're also going to emphasize on businesses, because, you know, businesses are the ones we love as well. And so we're going to let them know, you know, if you've never looked at group insurance, it might be the best thing for you. It might save you a lot of money. We've had a lot of businesses recently that have done some amazing things to help their employees with group insurance. So we're going to talk about some things with group and what we can do to help you.
Very nice. Business owners, or if you are a manager of a business, if you're a decision maker, you definitely want to tune in and you want to meet Antonio. That happens at 11:30 every Saturday morning right here on KRDO News Radio. If you have questions or comments, you want to set an appointment because you have insurance needs or questions, you give Antonio a call. He's answering your phones today, 719-203-6424. That's 719-203-6424. He'll answer your call, and if you get his voicemail, leave a message, he'll call you right back. Thank you all so much for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings at 11:30 right here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand anytime. Select the radio tab at KRDO.com and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.